The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services operates websites meant to help Medicare patients navigate the tangled world of healthcare providers. But the websites fail at some basic tasks. Auditors from the Government Accountability Office found some sites don't provide enough information to compare prices. Others don't give adequate information about quality. Linda Cohn is Director of Healthcare Issues at the GAO. She joins me now with more of what GAO found. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. So what prompted this audit? It sounds like members of Congress with lots of seniors in their constituencies.
Yeah, we did hear from members of Congress who asked us to look at the availability of cost and quality information that are available for consumers, including certainly Medicare beneficiaries, and the information that they can get in order to make informed decisions about the services that they are getting.
Now, these sites predate the healthcare.gov Big Kahuna site.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's a number of sites that are available. They're called, CMS calls them their compare websites. So there's a hospital compare website. There's a nursing home compare website. There's a website on dialysis facilities, home health. Physicians is the newest one, is the least developed, and there's some additional websites that are forthcoming for other settings of care. Some of them have been around, yes, for a number of years.
And so, not to get off into the healthcare.gov issue, but it seems like these sites have elements of technology that you might find in healthcare.gov itself, the ability to look at different plans and compare them, and so therefore whatever back-end systems required to get that information in. It seems like there's some lessons that could be shared among these sites.
Well, we didn't look at the technological aspects of these websites. We looked at the information that they provided regarding cost and quality and the ability to look at both cost and quality of care and align that information. If a consumer has a particular procedure, can they identify high-value providers? Can they identify a provider that is a high-quality provider, performs well on the available quality measures, and also is a reasonable cost that can satisfy the consumer? So we looked at the information that was available on those websites for consumers, and we did find that there are some improvements that CMS can make in terms of the formatting of the information, the quantity of the information, but a little bit different than the technological aspects of the system.
All right, so if one were to go to, just to pick one out of the hat here, the dialysis facility compare,
First of all, is
it national? So anywhere you are in the United States, you could find facilities that are in your zone?
That's right. You can put in your zip code and you can bring up the facilities that are in your locality.
And so what did you find it actually serves up if you can't compare price or quality?
We looked at some of the CMS websites. We looked at some insurer websites. We looked at some private sector websites. We tried calling some providers ourselves and trying to get the information on our own. What we found were common themes across a lot of these websites, whether it was CMS or even private sector. The CMS websites lacked cost information. They had some quality information, but tended to not have complete cost information, did not have information on patient out-of-pocket costs that might be anticipated, and those were themes across the websites, not particular to any one website.
I guess that information is probably hard to get elsewhere in the first place.
It is limited information. It seems like it should be easier to get than it is, but it is difficult information to put together. It's difficult to align the cost and the quality information so that they can be looked at together. And it's hard to make the information easy to use for consumers, to array the information in ways that make the patterns easy to see that are presented clearly.
It almost reminds me of the old World Book Encyclopedia salespeople. They would never tell you the price until they were in your house and the books were spread out all over the floor.
That's an interesting analogy. That's not too different than what happens now in healthcare. You or I will go and get a service. We'll go to our provider, a hospital or a doctor, or other practitioner, and we'll get the service. And afterwards, we'll get the bill, and we'll say, "This is how much you owe." The challenge on that is a lot of services sometimes have a flat amount that you have to pay. If you go to the doctor, it might be $20 or $30 for an office visit. A number of services have a 20% copay, for example. That's true under Medicare. That's true for a lot of us in our insurance plans. We owe 20% of the bill. The problem is, I don't know what that 20% means. I don't know if I'm owing 20% of $100 or if I'm going to end up owing 20% of $1,000 or more than that. So you're right. It's only after I've obtained the service and sometime later we'll get the bill, and that's when I find out what I owe.
So the question becomes, is that information available to CMS if they wanted to put it in their website?
Well, they're doing some of that right now. So, yes, it is available to them potentially, but it takes some work to put the data together. It's going to take some work to put the information in a way that is presentable and easy to use for consumers, but they're part of the way there, and we think they can go further with it.
We're speaking with Linda Cohn. She's Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And what about quality data? Because doesn't that get you into different state licensing bodies, and they have different data sets regarding what they consider quality data from state to state?
There could be some differences from state to state, but CMS and the Medicare program have also established standard quality measures that are used across the country. So there are some standard kinds of measures that can be used regardless of locality. One would think that there should be some correlation between high cost and high quality, but that's not actually what we found. So, for example, we looked at maternity care in Boston using a private database. Obviously, that's not Medicare, but using a private database. And we found that for above-average providers, providers that were rated above average on quality, the price ranged from $6,800 to over $21,000. And those are all above-average providers. So there isn't a good link between necessarily the cost of care and the quality of care. But Medicare does have some standardized quality measures that are used throughout the country.
And I'm wondering if there are any commercial sites that might, at least in niche areas of all of this, that could be used as a model for CMS. Maybe there's something out there that I'm thinking of, a site like WebMD or some of these popular sites that are created in the private sector. Mm-hmm. Any of those could be a model for CMS?
Certainly those could all be resources. We looked at a couple in our work, not to evaluate the sites, but just to get familiar with what was on their sites. Interestingly enough, the private sites tend to be good at providing cost information, but not as good at providing quality information. CMS is really out in front in terms of making available quality information, but isn't as good at making cost information available. So there is a formula out there that may be lessons learned from various databases and various experiences as to how to align that cost and quality information.
All right. So the bottom line is, did CMS agree with you, and what do they do next?
We did make recommendations to CMS. We said that they could take some steps to improve the information and the tools that they make available to consumers, for example, including patient out-of-pocket costs, organizing the information better to make it easy for consumers to use. And we also recommended that they better incorporate into their tools specific methods for identifying and meeting consumer needs. And CMS agreed with those steps, and they're committed to continuing to improve the sites that they have.
All right. Linda Cohn is Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.